faith is often portrayed, by the way, as a unique gift of Yeshua's followers, and of course it isn't. Abraham at 90 was waiting for a child. He had to have faith. Joseph was rotting in prison for 13 years. 13 years before things changed and he was called before Pharaoh. You know, I often think to myself, if I were the prison chaplain and the man was saying to me, I'm waiting on God, I would have told him to switch gods. Moshe, standing at the edge of the Red Sea with Pharaoh behind him and the sea in front of him, speaking to the children of Israel, saying, stand firm and you will see. You will see the salvation of the Lord. There's faith. There's faith. And then he raises his hand. You remember what God said to him? Why are you calling out to me? Raise your hand. Part the waters. I have determined for you to go forward, not backwards. And I have already determined the fate of the Pharaoh behind you, and he will not last this day. And Hebrews 11 reminds us that the prophets also raised the dead. The prophets also were exemplars of faith. You know, my dear friend, Dr. John Fisher, had a very stern word for us. We had this theological forum in January. And after we had all done, Dr. John Fisher, who is a beloved friend from Chicago, one of the most learned and insightful men of God in our movement, and currently the president of the International Messianic Jewish Alliance, he brought a very forceful presentation, and he was quite adamant that we realize this word. He said, do you not know that when the rabbi sifted all that we were to understand of life in Hashem, when you sifted all down to one phrase, the rabbis used this phrase from Habakkuk, the just shall live by faith. And if that sounds familiar, turn to Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. We often like to quote Romans 1, 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Messiah. It is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. But verse 17 says this, which is just as significant. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Isn't that fascinating? Rav Shaul and the rabbis were not very far apart when they wanted to talk about the most essential aspect of the life in God, the just. Those who are truly seeking to walk in a righteousness of their Master and Lord will live by faith.